There's opportunities wherever we go to be a light for the Lord. Amen. How many can say amen to that? Amen. You know, I thank the Lord for you choosing to be here this morning, and I just want to encourage you in the ways of the Lord. You know, yesterday we had an opportunity to officiate a wedding, and this morning during worship, what the Lord was really stirring in my heart, and we also had our daughter get married not too long ago. But if you think of all the preparation and everything that goes into getting married, and then what takes place once they come together in that little chapel or wherever they come. See, they come together as individuals, but when they meet in the chapel, when they walk out, life is about ready to change for them drastically and tremendously, right? How many can say amen? And I really believe that the Lord this morning was showing me that when we come to church, we ought to come with hearts of expectancy, with an understanding that things are about, they're going to change because we've been praying, we've been seeking, we've been going through things. Even the worship team this morning was just leading us into a place of really putting us in the presence of God in a way that, you know what, if we come and we embrace what is being said, what is being, the Spirit is moving, when we walk out of here, things are going to be different. How many can say amen to that? How many want some things to be different in our lives? You know, how many of you are tired of the same old, and not the difference of having that freedom spiritually? Amen? The message this morning is speak His word, prophesy. And the thing about what the Lord is really showing me is there's got to be a freedom in each of our hearts to know, first of all, to know God, to love Him, and to believe in Him, and to trust in Him, so that when He moves in us, we move with Him. How many can say amen to that? Father, we just thank you this morning for the word. I pray right now, Father, the Lord, that there would be a change in the atmosphere in this place because, Father, we're bringing down your presence. We, Father, even through worship, Father, we've knocked on the doors. We want heaven, Father, to be open. Let the floodgates, Father, even as we felt the Spirit moving this morning through worship. I pray right now that there would be a freedom in every heart. Father, even as we were challenged to just allow ourselves to be free in you. Allow ourselves to be sensitive to your Spirit. Clear our minds and our hearts from all the things that we're going through. And Lord, let us be able to say, Father, I focus on you this morning. Father, I focus on you this morning. Father, I want the Spirit of God to speak to me. I want, Father, the Spirit of God to lift me up right now where I'm at. I want to feel the hand of God in my life. I want to see and be able to feel the power of God. Father, I pray right now that the Spirit of God would just come into this place and touch every heart. Father, you know everything that every person here is facing, every circumstance and situation. But Father, it's through the power of God and your presence that everything changes. And we just call on your presence this morning. Come with your greatness, Lord. Come with your greatness, Lord. Come with your power, my God. Shift hearts, Lord. Do your work, my God. Do your work, my God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We raise a hallelujah in this place. We raise a hallelujah in this place. Father, right now, Father, prepare us to enter into something we've never experienced before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone says, amen. I was telling Sister Selena that song, I Raise a Hallelujah, has I don't know how you what you say, but it, to me, it's like it's messed up my life spiritually. It's challenged me to be a different person. To be able to understand the power of the God we serve. That when He shows up, everything changes. And all we have to do is raise a hallelujah in the middle of our enemy. In the middle of darkness. In the middle of every circumstance. In the middle of every situation. We raise Him up and the atmosphere changes. And because of that, the Lord led me to something that I pray. I know I've preached on this before. You probably heard sermons on it before. But I pray that the Lord bring a new light to this scripture for us. And it's found in Ezekiel. And it's in chapter 37, verse 1. Amen. And let's start with the first verse here. It says, the hand of the Lord came upon me. I'm going to speak about that right there. The hand of the Lord came upon me. How many of you want the hand of God to come upon you? How many of you really understand what that means? If the hand of God shows up, things are going to change. Amen. How many can say amen to that? Because when God's hand shows up, it comes with power. It comes with authority. And everything needs to bow down to him. The hand of God comes to change circumstances and situations. Amen. I was reading this. I said, Lord, I want your hand in my life. I want you to come down into my life like I've never experienced it before. Because you know what? The thing is a lot of us spiritually have been inside a shell, like I was saying this morning. And you know what? God is saying it's time to break open your little shell. How many of you have ever seen a little chick hatch? Amen? They start picking or pecking at the shell until they finally make a weak spot. And as they make a weak spot, finally, it starts to break open. They make a little break at a time, a little break at a time. But all of a sudden, when that eggshell is broken enough so that they can come out, life begins for them. And I think spiritually, that is what the Lord is saying to us. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you so that you can have a different life spiritually and be able to experience things like you've never experienced them before. He's breaking you out of that shell. I'm going to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's breaking me out. I'm tired of being in this shell. I'm tired of wallowing in this junk and in this thing, the same thing happening over and over again. And no matter how many times I'm flipping in here, I'm still in the same place. You know, life can be a merry-go-round if we participate in the ways of this world. But if we break out of the merry-go-round, if we break out of what God has, we're going to experience something great. And God is saying, these are times for the greatness of God to be experienced. But it's up to us to start pecking. Amen? Start pecking your shell. Say, spiritually, I'm tired of this world. I'm tired of flipping myself around, going in circles in this stuff. I'm breaking out. How many of you want to break out? Everybody says, I'm breaking out. This is breaking out spiritually to experience the greatness of God like we've never experienced it. The next part of that verse says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit. You guys getting what I'm saying here? And brought me out in the spirit. How many of you need a spiritual experience from where you have been so that you can say, God has put his hand on me and he's brought me out spiritually? Spiritually, God wants us to change and to change the atmosphere that we're in. See, a lot of times we think spiritually that it's not going to change, that this is the way it is. You know what? No, that's what the enemy is trying to convince you of or make you feel like, you know what? Nothing's going to change for you. But remember, he's a liar. I'm sorry. He is a liar. God says, I have great things for you. And the beautiful thing about it is if we're obedient and we listen to the voice of God, we listen to his promises, all of a sudden we're grabbing a hold of things that are real and true and we're applying them into our lives. Because you know what? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. You're no longer in your shell. You're spiritually set free. Excuse me. Continue to pray for that. Cough. That the Lord heal that. Amen. Because, see, the Spirit of God comes to set us free over everything that we face that has brought difficulty into our lives. If we're fighting situations that we seem like they just don't go away, you know what? The Lord is saying we need to raise a hallelujah. We need to raise the presence of God. Like Sister Selena was saying, when you say hallelujah, you're saying, Jesus, come. come into this situation, come into this circumstance. You're calling upon the greatness of God. You're recognizing him that he's bigger than the situation you're in. Amen? And how many of us need to be able to say, I'm calling on my God. I'm raising a hallelujah. I'm raising my God bigger than this circumstance or this situation. Because the enemy tries to come to bring you down, to have you depressed, to have you in silence, to have you feel like you're defeated. But God is saying, you know what? No. That's the lie of the enemy. My children are wonderful and made in the image of me. I have made you and created you to be everything that I want you to be. You are heavily equipped. You have weapons inside of you to defeat the enemy, but yet sometimes we never use them. Amen? We never call upon the greatness of God. We never use what God has given us. Because you know what? The greatest weapons, two of the greatest weapons that the Lord has given you is praise and worship. Amen? Because when you start to call upon the name of the Lord, when you start to worship God, it says that when you start to praise and to worship, it draws down his presence. Amen? How many of you want the presence of God? Because the presence of God brings and changes situations for each and every one of us. You know, God is doing a great work at this time. Amen? What God is saying, when the presence is upon you, no longer are you relying or understanding or leaning on your own understanding. Your eyes are open to a spiritual realm that you start understanding that there is nothing too difficult for God. See, I love that one scripture that said, when Jesus said to them, to the scribes and the Pharisees, he says, I'm not going to show you any more miracles. Because see, they wanted miracles to be able so they could try to judge him to see if it was God or if it was some magic thing. They were trying to trap him. But you know what? When he said, I'm not going to show you any more miracles, a lot of people have preached from pulpits that saying God's not doing any more miracles. That's not what he was saying. In other words, I'm not going to show you any more miracles because you don't believe. But for those that believe, the miracles, the presence of God can come into our lives and change every situation and circumstance. Just imagine everything that God is. When Jesus shows up, there's things of this world that got to go. Because they're not welcome in his presence. Sickness, when Jesus shows up, sickness got to go. When the Holy Spirit comes into a place, everything that is of this world becomes strangely dim in the light of his glory. So we see that our God, when he shows up, miracles happen just because he shows up. He don't have to say anything. He just shows up and miracles happen. And I believe that the Lord wants to start something in the midst of his worship. Because in the midst of his worship, there's got to be freedom in the house of God. You've got to worship God and forget about yourself and magnify the Lord and glorify him. Just, you know, the thing about it is when you come to church, let's start forgetting about everything around us and being able to say, I get to soak in the presence of God, and I get to experience heaven here on earth. I'm going to get charged up. I'm going to get fueled up. I'm going to get excited because I need it for the things that are coming in front of me for the next week. I need the presence of God. I need to be encouraged in his ways. I need to get excited about what he's doing because you know what? I've been leaning on my own understanding, and it's not working. How many can say amen to that? Some of my stuff that I think of or I situate or I make out and I say, you know what, Lord, if all this plays out, I'm going to be sitting pretty. But you know what? God comes and says, you know what? What you're figuring out ain't going to leave you sitting pretty. It's going to mess you all up. You need to lean on me. You need to trust in my ways and let me direct your path so that you start understanding that I have greater things for you. But you know what? We've got to trust him. How many can say amen to that? We've got to trust God. So we're breaking out. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out into in the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Lord, let us grab that. Let us understand what it means to be brought out in the Spirit, Lord, in our lives. And he says, and he set me down in the midst of a valley. How many of you need to be changed? Your circumstances need to be changed. You got to be able to say, Lord, you place me where I can see the greatness of you, of who you are. See, so many of us are so in that merry-go-round, going round and round and round, that we don't know that the atmosphere that God has for us, he wants to change it. Even in the midst of the valley, because it's in the midst of the valley that we can cry out to him and see the greatness of God like we've never seen it before. You know, as a young boy, I had a bad experience on a merry-go-round. It was my first day of school. I remember well, and I remember the big kids were spinning. There was kids on the merry-go-round, and they were all older. And the bigger kids were spinning it, and it was going fast and fast. And I said, I want to get on that. I don't know why I wanted to get on the merry-go-round. Now I'm trying to get off. But anyway, the merry-go-round was going fast, and it was going fast. And I remember I was standing there watching it, and I said, if I can jump and grab one of the bars. And I remember it was going so fast that I remember I jumped. And the next thing I remember, I was at home on the couch. My mom saying, are you okay, mijito? I don't know what happened in between jumping and getting to my house, but I know all I know is that my head was cut open. One of the bars had hit me. Back in that day, they didn't put stitches and they didn't believe in concussions. They just laid you down and said, figure it out, mijito. Anyway, maybe that's what's wrong with me. But anyway, the merry-go-round that we're on is just spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. But God is saying, I want to change that. I want to change your life for purpose. I want to give you something that you've never seen before. Because I'm taking you to a place where you start seeing through the spiritual realm instead of through your own eyes. And it says, and it was full of bones. The valley was full of bones. It says, then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very, very dry. So imagine Ezekiel being taken from where he was into a valley of dry bones. And as he's walking, he sees all these bones, and they're very dry, they're very brittle. Probably when he's stepping on them, they're breaking. And he said to me, this is the Lord speaking to him. Son of man, can these bones live? How many of you realize that the enemy has taken things from you? And God is saying, can I bring them back? And Ezekiel, being a good politician, he doesn't answer the question. How many of you know politicians never give you an answer? Says, oh Lord, only you know if they can live. He laid it back on God. God already knew the answer. And again he said to him, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I really want to focus on that part. He said to him, you need to prophesy to these bones. You need to prophesy to these bones. Speak his word, prophesy. Speak his promise, prophesy. How many of you realize when you speak the word that God has given you, it's going to change circumstances and situations? Even dry bones will come alive. I'm telling you that the Lord wants to change some things in your life. Remember, it was the hand of God that came upon Ezekiel. And then it says that he moved him by the Spirit. In other words, he spiritually awakened him. How many of you need to realize that sometimes we need to get the hand of God in our lives, move spiritually to where he wants us, so that we can start seeing the greatness of God like we've never seen it before? to be able to see the miracles of God, to be able to say, God said it and he will do it, to be able to have that faith to believe it. Because you know what? So many of us, we've been crying out, we've been praying, we've been seeking God, and we've been discouraged. Make us amen to that. But God is coming and saying, you know what? These are the days that the Lord's word is going to come to pass because he's allowing us to speak it with the authority that is coming from his word and from his throne room. We're going to start seeing things happen like we've never seen them before. The word of God says that in the end times that it's going to become very dark. But the light is going to be bright. We are living in very exciting times spiritually. We've got to be able to say, God said this was going to happen. The discouragement around us, the darkness around us, people saying what is good, what is now bad, and what was bad is now good, division amongst our politicians, division in our country, division in culture, division because of this, because of that. They're finding all these reasons to divide people. And God is saying, I am a God of unity. I am a God that wants to see people come together and lift up the name of Jesus. And he says that if we come together and we concentrate and lift up the name of Jesus, he says, I will draw all men unto. See, why do you think the enemy is working so hard to divide? We even look in the spiritual realm, how many churches are divided? People are saying, this is the only way. No, Jesus is the only way. I'm sorry. There is some great individuals that are preaching the word of God, but it's a kingdom. It's not a church. I'm telling you, it's about us coming together and being able to say, where our eyes are set on the Lord. We're called to tell people of the love of God and encourage them. God will tell them where to go. God will feed them. God will bring them up. He will raise them up in the ways of the Lord. But we as a people, we've got to be able to be put in a situation where we can see the hand of God being spoken, the prophetic word being mentioned, and dry bones coming alive. Dry bones coming alive. Dry bones coming alive. Sometimes we got to remember what the Lord has done for you. You got to remember some of the valleys you've been through, but you know what? You've heard the promises of God and you stood on them and they brought you back out. Because our God is a God that moves and shakes and he moves mountains because he loves you so much. Amen? And he says, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. How many of you need to start speaking some life to situations and circumstances in your life and start saying, you got to line up because you know what? God needs to speak to some areas in my life. There's some sickness that's in your life and you got to start saying, you know what, dry bones? God said there is healing in the word of God. God said that we are healed through his stripes. We've got to speak and prophesy to those areas in our body to say, you know what, you need to line up. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And I'm prophesying. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. You know what? The Lord was really showing me some of us need to start speaking life to areas of our own life. We got to start speaking life to our husbands and to our wives. We got to start speaking life to our children and even to circumstances and situations. We got to start speaking life to addictions that have held or been bondaged in our family. And even through the study that we're doing through the courtrooms of heaven, it's teaching us how to go before the things of God and claim and pray in the right way so that we can hear the word of God. We speak the word of God, and all of a sudden, because it's God speaking, and God's word will never return void, we start speaking what God is saying. We start seeing the greatness of God. We see the promises of God being fulfilled. See, God wants to wake each and every one of us up. We need to wake up and start speaking the word of God in a way that we know that it's real, in a way that we know God can do it because he said it and he will fulfill it. Amen? Can these dry bones come alive? I like that. You're not politicians. Yes, they can come alive. Why? Because God said it. God said it. I believe he can change it. So he says, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Amen? God's saying something to some people here this morning, because you know what? You've got to be able to say, Lord, I hear your word, I believe it, and I'm speaking it. I'm prophesying over circumstances and situations in my life that I know you said it, you can do it. Dry bones can come alive. God can restore and give life to things that have been taken, robbed, or stolen from you from the enemy. God is saying, you know what? It's time for you to get out of your little eggshell where you're limiting God, where God doesn't seem like he can do much, and start opening your eyes spiritually to what the greatness of God is saying he can do. How many of you realize our minds are too small? I'm speaking for myself. To understand the greatness of God. I'm telling you, the more I dig, the more I read about God, the bigger and greater he becomes. And all I can do is stand before him and say, I raise a hallelujah, Lord. I raise a hallelujah. I praise you, Father, in the midst of this circumstance or this situation. Because everything has to bow at the mention of his name. Your sons and daughters of the Most High. I'm telling you, God wants to wake you up spiritually so that he can start moving in this place where, you know what, it gets crazy. How many of you are ready for some crazy spiritual stuff? How many of you are ready to see God move where healings are happening, where, you know what, the mention of his name, people falling down and the spirit moving and chaos happening, but it's all for the kingdom and the glory of God? How many of you are ready for some old Pentecostal revival, amen, where you know what? You start seeing God move like you've never seen it before. Well, I'm telling you, if we allow the hand of God to come upon us, if we allow him to move us or bring us out spiritually to a place where he's in control and it's not us, you know what? He's going to take over service, and it's going to get gooder to hear. I say gooder because gooder is a good word, amen. Sometimes people tell me, gooder's not a good word, Pastor. I said, you don't know what it's like to be in heaven. It's gooder right there. Amen? So the Lord is saying, I want to bring my spirit like you've never seen it before. Where division and gossip and all this stuff has to go. And all there is the love, the presence, the peace, and the joy of God. People rejoicing because God is showing up. And you know what? All we can do is say, thank you, Lord. We raise a hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of our enemies, we raise a hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of every circumstance, we raise a hallelujah. We speak life to the darkness. Even as Kamali was writing that, I was saying, you know what? That's exactly what we need to do. Allow darkness to know Jesus is coming. Amen. We've got to say, Jesus is coming. And he's coming into my life like I've never seen it before. And we're going to raise a hallelujah. Amen. How many can say amen to that? You may think pastor's gotten crazy. Well, I'm telling you what, the Holy Spirit has gotten me crazy. You know what? The Holy Spirit is telling me, you know what? You've got to change. The things of the church need to change because you know what? We come and we do our little thing and we feel comfortable and we give our hugs and God bless yous and we leave and everything's the same. We come the next Sunday and you know what? God is saying, you know what? I'm coming to stir it up. Coming to stir it up. Little Paisley saying, let's do it, Pastor. Let's get it going. The thing about it is God wants to see some things because the world needs Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit like we've never needed it before. You know what? If we call upon God, if we call upon his presence and his spirit starts flowing here, you know what? It's just going to, it's like a volcano. The lava starts going everywhere. It starts everything on fire. And I'm going to tell you, the prophetic word has come over us as pastors over this church. But from the north, there's going to be an outburst of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be an outburst of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be an outburst of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pastor Caleb said that, you know what, when you start a quest, the word cuesta is based, the root word is quest. And when you start a fire from the top to the bottom, it can't be contained because it starts making its own flame. It starts making its own oxygen. It starts breathing in itself. And before you know it, there's a flame that cannot be quenched. Amen. And isn't the scripture of God say that? How many of you believe that God wants to start something new? Start something fresh in the Spirit of God. But you know what? He's stirring us here that we need to know the Word of God. We need to speak the Word of God. You got to be able to recognize when the enemy is coming in to lie to you and say, you know what? I capture that thought. You're not welcome here. I'm a child of God. You come to discourage me? Really? You got to understand, my God has moved mountains for me. My God has opened wide the oceans for me. He'll do anything for me. And you're telling me God's not real. God can't do that. Come on. Come on, people. We got to get excited about what God is doing in our lives. We've got to be able to say the same God that shut the mouths of lions is the same God that loves me. The same God that kept the fire from quenching the three Hebrew children is the same God that loves me. And when the enemy comes in and tries to tell you something, you got to tell him, really? 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 You got to understand, when I'm in the fire, Jesus shows up. Amen? When I'm facing my giants, my God shows up. And he uses his sword to cut his head off. That's the God we serve. And all he's asking is for you to raise a hallelujah. Recognize him. Recognize him. Recognize him. In the middle of your enemy, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of darkness, raise a hallelujah. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Because we're going to raise a hallelujah in this place. We're going to raise a hallelujah. I'm telling you, God wants to do something in here. But you know what? You've got to be wanting to do it. You've got to be wanting to do it. How many of you want to see some of your kids that have been strung out on addictions? Some of your relatives that have been battling with addiction. Some of your relatives that have been battling with discouragement, with the lies of the enemy, where the enemy feels that they're not important. How many of us want to see God move in those areas? Yeah. Amen. Let's stand up. Those of you that want it, come on, get up. And we're going to start praying here. We're going to ask God to move and shift some things like you've never seen it before. We're going to ask God to bring home the prodigals. Amen. They prophesied that this is the year of the prodigals. You know what? Some of you have seen how the enemy has come in to try to divide your family. How many can say amen to that? You know what? The enemy doesn't have authority unless you let him. Today we're going to say no more. We're not letting you no more. Division in my family is not allowed. I'm putting the blood of Jesus over my family. And I'm saying, Lord, bring unity to my family. Bring unity to my son, my daughter's marriage. Bring unity, Father, to my grandchildren. Bring unity, Father, to those around me. Bring unity to my sister, my brother. Bring unity, Father, where the enemy has come in to cause his way. I stand and I say, no more in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, we have people, some of our leadership will come up and pray. And I pray right now that, you know what, anyone that wants to see the hand of God in their life in a new way, to be woken up spiritually, we've got to be able to worship God like never before. You need to wake up spiritually. Break your little egg shell. Start worshiping God.
You know what? The Lord says that He dwells in the midst of the praises of His people. How many of you want to worship God today? How many of you are ready to say, you know what? I forget about myself. And I'm going to worship my God like I've never worshipped Him before. Because in the midst of my struggles, in the midst of my situation, I'm going to raise a hallelujah. I'm going to raise a hallelujah. I'm going to raise a hallelujah. Because my God is going to change every circumstance. The love of God is going to be poured out into this place. Because we're believing and we're speaking life over our valley. Freedom in the house of God to worship Him. Freedom in the house of God. If you've never raised your hands to worship God, I challenge you today. I challenge you. If you want prayer this morning, come up to the altar. Just come up to the altar as we sing this song together. Thank you, Jesus.